Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little, and TxDOT breaks ground today on a new highway for Collin County. And eventually, this is going to help drivers in the fastest-growing city in the country.
Princeton has doubled in size over the last 5 years and could double again before this project is complete. It's the Spur 399 extension. But when it's done, it'll be a huge benefit to commuters trying to get between Princeton and Highway 75. Currently, they have to use Highway 380, which is 2 lanes and can make a 30-minute commute easily stretch into an hour. This will give drivers an option. The project will first connect 75 to Stewart Road, then eventually will wind around McKinney's Airport and connect to 380. The whole thing, when it's complete, will cost taxpayers close to $1 billion. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the city of McKinney will see new leadership today as the new mayor is sworn in.
Former city councilman and mayor pro tem Bill Cox will be sworn in as the city's new mayor, and he says his top priority is welcoming the new city council. One of the biggest issues they will face, like so many other places in North Texas, will be dealing with the exploding population.
We've got to manage people that don't even live here, companies that aren't even considering McKinney yet. It's our job to make McKinney be the best it can be.
He tells NBC5's Lone Star Politics that one of the main topics he heard during the campaign involved the number of multifamily apartment buildings going up. Cox beat former state lawmaker Scott Sanford in the runoff. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, Dallas swears in some new council members, and the mayor says they're going to have a busy schedule as they get ready for the biggest sporting event in the world.
10 Dallas City Council members are returning, and 4 new members have joined them.
The people of our city spoke in recent weeks when they elected you.
But Mayor Eric Johnson says they also spoke when they supported tighter term limits and the hiring of more police. He says Councilwoman Kara Mendelson will craft public safety policy dealing with funding, response times, and staffing.
In a world that is increasingly shaped by sound bites and memes and artificial content, we're going to focus on real, non-ChatGPT generated solutions in this city.
He says new members will also have to finish getting ready for the World Cup with the International Broadcast Center in Dallas and a fan festival at Fair Park next year. From the 24-hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, I bet someone's blood pressure spiked when this happened. A replica grenade is found on a charter bus in Plano, created quite a stir until cops were able to determine that the device was harmless. The bus driver found it Monday in an abandoned bag on the bus, called cops. Detective Jerry Minton says they're able to track down the owner of the bag. He was a passenger on the bus earlier in the week, who said it was inert.
Basically a paperweight in the shape of a hand grenade. It was inert, wasn't a danger to anyone. And then we began clearing the scene after they finished up their investigation.
It's not known yet if the passenger who left the bag on the bus will face any charges.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
So President Trump says that Iran is very close to possessing a nuclear weapon. Asked on Air Force One just a short time ago about his Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, who testified that Iran is not anywhere near having a nuke, President Trump said, "I don't care what she says." The Oklahoma City Thunder are one win away from their first NBA championship after beating the Pacers 120-109 in Game 5 of the Finals. Game 6 is in Indiana on Thursday. Breaking news, two massive oil tankers have collided. This just off Iran's coast near the Strait of Hormuz. One ship caught fire. 24 crew members had to be rescued. Officials say it's not security related, but steering through a war zone where GPS signals glitch and missiles fly, they say accidents are kind of expected.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This portion of the news brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing at 7:23 as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
It's 23 after 7. I'm John Little, and Meta is working on a new feature for their X or Twitter competitor.
Meta is experimenting on Threads' 350 million users with a new feature that hopes to avoid spoilers for new movies or your favorite shows. Similar to Reddit, posters will be able to gray out text or images that would only become viewable if a user clicked on it on purpose. This will let you enjoy your scrolling even if you missed out on the latest episode of The White Lotus or haven't had a chance to check out the newest Marvel flick in theaters. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
7:24 here on the KRLD Morning News. We are the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hi, good morning, all. Well, strap in. It's got to be another wild ride today. We saw it yesterday. We had a big bounce early on, a lot of optimism, and word coming out that Iran was reaching out for peace talks. And, of course, by the end of the day, the president was cutting his G7 meeting in Canada short to get back to this morning to the Situation Room for what may well be what some are calling the most consequential decision of his presidency, whether to join Israel in bombing Iran. This could be hero or goat. This could be Bay of Pigs, or this could be an enormous victory. This is what Wall Street is sitting back and trying to handicap and see what happens here. We're seeing crude prices come on back up a little bit, up $1.40 right now, up 2% at $71.60. Natural gas soared yesterday on reports that Israel had been bombing some of the natural gas facilities in Iran and disrupting that flow. And that gas is up another 1%. In fact, yesterday we saw Jerry Jones' company, Comstock, close, a natural gas company, close at a new all-time high. If the Dow opened right now, it would be let me put it this way, not as bad as we thought it was going to be maybe a couple of hours ago. In fact, the Dow had been pointing down about 300. Right now it looks down 152, so we're improving. NASDAQ also chipping away at early losses, but still looks down 79. The S&P average looks down 16. Interest rates are lower today. Money going into Treasuries, 4.41%. But interestingly, money is not flowing into gold. It's down $11 right now. Very important economic news due out shortly. The retail sales, then later on it's industrial production, capacity utilization, another look at the housing market. And of course, what's sort of lost in all this is day one of a two-day Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting. Stay tuned, and like I say, strap in. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I always like when our economic analyst can work Bay of Pigs into his report.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
7:26 here on the KRLD Morning News.
Glad to have you with us. Well, police in Royce City are looking for other possible victims of a man they say tried to scam an elderly woman out of tens of thousands of dollars.
Police say Belinder Kumar of Mesquite called a 70-year-old woman in Royce City last week. Claimed he was from the Federal Trade Commission. He told her that her bank account had been compromised and convinced her to withdraw $35,000 and give it to him for safekeeping. When the woman's relatives found out, they realized it was a scam and called police. An officer was actually at the woman's home when she got another call. Police say Kumar was trying to get her to turn over another $50,000 in cash. Officers worked with the victim and her family to set up a meeting with the suspect, and they say when Kumar arrived at her home, he was arrested on theft charges. They recovered the money and say there may be more victims out there. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Two men, including a Texan, arrested in a scheme to help Venezuela's state-owned steel industry.
56-year-old Juan Carlos Cairo Padron, a Venezuelan national and U.S. lawful permanent resident from Huntsville, Texas, and 51-year-old Thomas Michael Fortenberry of Alabama are accused of violating U.S. sanctions related to Venezuela, illegally smuggling goods from the U.S., and money laundering. A federal complaint says, acting through companies they owned or controlled, they sold millions of dollars worth of chemical catalysts, industrial equipment, and associated services to Venezuelan state-owned steel mills and petrochemical companies that are subject to U.S. sanctions. The complaint says the men did this from at least 2022 through the present. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Your news continues for Trajan Wealth. A DeSoto man trying to cross the border back into Texas arrested by customs officials when they recognized him from an outstanding warrant from last year for capital murder. 31-year-old Alan Alexis Ornelas is in the Hidalgo County Jail. He's waiting extradition back to Dallas County.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.